Welcome to Navigating Life with Neurodiversity, a podcast about identity, healing, and honest conversations for those who feel deeply, think differently, and live uniquely. My name is Matt, and I'm glad you're here. Some of the more observant amongst you might notice that I have recently removed an episode from this podcast, and that's because in conversation with a few trusted friends, they felt that the point that would be taken away from that episode wasn't the one I was trying to make. And one of the key aspects of moving forward in life and living with any type of neurodiversity is accountability, owning your mistakes and learning from them. So I took the episode down, and I'm going to use today's episode to talk about a topic that has become a bit of a buzzword in society, often a word that gets thrown out to justify someone's actions or to excuse someone's actions. It's often used by the actual individual to escape accountability. And that word is narcissism or narcissist. Today I'm going to discuss how narcissists will constantly escape accountability to avoid ownership of their own actions, continue playing the victim in order to continue and prey on other people. They're a rare kind of predator. They don't growl or bare teeth. That they smile and play the victim, and they weave a story so convincing that even you begin to believe that you're the problem. They're a wolf in sheep's clothing, a narcissistic abuser who thrives not through open aggression, but through distortion, manipulation, and a calculated refusal to ever be held accountable. This isn't just theory, it's personal. I've lived through it. The gaslighting, the blame shifting, the quiet but suffocating erosion of self. Narcissists don't just fear accountability, they see it as a direct threat to their survival. Because if they are ever seen for who they truly are, the mask slips, and they lose their power to continue preying on other people. There's a moment in every survivor's journey when the fog starts to lift, when you begin to realise that everything you were made to feel responsible for wasn't yours to carry. I've lived that moment, I've sat in the confusion, the guilt, the self-blame, and the exhaustion of trying to reason with someone who was never willing to be held accountable. Because to them, accountability is a threat, it's a weakness, a crack in their carefully constructed social image. Today's episode isn't just about narcissistic abuse in theory, it's about what it feels like when it's reality. It's about how these abusers weaponize denial, gaslighting, and blame shifting to keep control. How they prey on other people, neurotypical and neurodivergent, the latter of which already being wired to take on more responsibility than they should. It's about recognizing those patterns and learning how to break free. So if you ever find yourself listening to someone brag about how they've cheated on someone that they're planning to marry multiple times, and then blame that person because they left them, so this is what they should expect, just know that person is a narcissist, and that person has never been a victim. They are the predator. To explain some of the tactics that narcissists use to escape accountability, they use things like gaslighting, where they distort reality to maintain control. It's one of the most dangerous tools in a narcissist's arsenal. It's a slow and deliberate distortion of your perception. It isn't about denying events, it's about making you doubt your ability to trust your own mind. And the more you question their version of events, the more they make you question your sanity instead. They'll blame shift and project, make you the villain in their story, because blame can't ever stick to them. They're too practiced in the art of redirection. They'll hurt you, then accuse you of provoking it. They project their behavior onto you, so you end up defending yourselves from the things that they are actually doing. There's something called DARVO, which is deny, attack, reverse victim, and offender. And this manipulative tactic sees the narcissist not only denying the abuse, but then attacking your credibility and casting themselves as the victim. You go from survivor to villain in their carefully crafted story, and others often believe it. The reason that narcissists must avoid accountability at all costs is they will often present themselves as charming, charismatic, sometimes even altruistic. And that's the sheep's wool. But underneath it lies the predator. The accountability threatens their image, and their image is everything. If the mask slips, the illusion dies. So they may gaslight, manipulate, smear and isolate, not just to avoid blame, but to keep their performance alive. Accountability requires humility, something that narcissistic abusers fundamentally lack. It means admitting they've caused harm. It means making amends, apologizing, being seen as imperfect. But for them, their entire identity depends on appearing flawless, in control, or superior. You might find that they take holidays for plastic surgery, or frequently create new social media accounts so they can continue to reinvent themselves. And this makes them more convincing, because each time a narcissist dodges the consequences of their actions, they learn. They evolve and they adapt their manipulation further. They'll sometimes use real-life hardships, trauma, grief, addiction as a distraction from the damage they are causing. Their pain becomes a performance, a shield from accountability, and a trap for your empathy. The pain might be real. The performance is manipulative. They play the victim. They will cry over the wreckage of a life they burned to the ground. They grieve lost relationships that they sabotaged, and they act heartbroken over the consequences they caused, and the world around rushes to comfort them. It's like watching someone deep in addiction, talking about how substances have destroyed their life, but continues using those same substances to hurt other people without taking responsibility. The pain may be real, but it does not excuse the harm inflicted, and when they weaponize their pain, it becomes yet another tactic of evasion. And they'll cry more convincingly. They'll say the right buzzwords like, I'm healing, I'm in therapy, I'm trying. They admit just enough to appear remorseful while still dodging the deeper truths. It's a refined manipulation. It isn't change. The silent helpers that stand by them and enable them and shield them from accountability, often referred to as the flying monkeys or the narcissist's personal PR team. Anyone who repeats their narrative becomes an extension of the abuse. Sometimes it's intentional, often it isn't, but the effect is the same. The narcissist is protected, the survivor is silenced. Complicity doesn't always look like support. Often it looks like silence, like minimizing, like avoiding the discomfort of the truth. But silence sides with the abuser. Narcissists often appear kind. They'll appear wounded or misunderstood. And people believe them. Their performative pain earns them sympathy, while a survivor is painted as cold or cruel. They'll often fake an illness or a neurodivergent condition, let's say borderline personality, for example. I've talked about how neurodivergent help makes people process things differently. In my example, how I don't always show emotion the way people expect, how I internalize pain and try and make logical sense of chaos. That makes me a perfect target for a narcissist, because when you already carry a sense of being too much or not enough, a narcissistic abuser will twist that into a narrative where everything is your fault. They'll weaponize your faults against you. In my case, my loyalty, my need for structure, my trust in other people's words. And when that escalates, it's no longer about control, it's about image. They can't risk being seen for who they truly are, so they double down, harder, louder, and meaner. Even after escaping, the scars still remain. I sometimes still catch myself questioning the reality. I sometimes still feel the need to over-explain, to apologize for things that were never mine to be sorry for. But yet healing has also taught me this. The more I reclaim my story, the less power their narrative holds. Every time I name the abuse for what it was, every time I recognize a Darvo pattern or shut down my own internalized gaslighting, I take another step towards freedom. At this midpoint, I hope it's become very clear that I put an awful lot of time and research into some of these posts. If you or someone you may know may benefit from the insights shared within this episode, please like, subscribe, share it around. So I guess the only thing left to talk about is the aftermath and how to reclaim your power, even when their enablers are still in the room. There are a few points to raise. The first one being you need to detach from the need for validation. The truth doesn't need their approval to be valid. Speak it anyway. even if you're the only one in the room telling the truth. Anchor yourself in reality instead of their narrative. Write it down. Journal. Maybe start a podcast. Seek trauma-informed support. Ground yourself in reality, not their distortion. Set boundaries, even when they're uncomfortable. Because you can't always remove the narcissist enablers, but you can remove your energy from their narrative. Say no. Step back. Protect your peace. Simply don't speak to them. Speak the truth, strategically. You don't need permission. Tell your story, not to win a debate, but to reclaim your voice. Let truth be your anchor, not their reaction. Cultivate your own circle of reality-rooted support. Even one person who sees you clearly can be a lifeline. Build your own safe space, like a blog or a podcast, where you can tell the truth without having to translate your pain to be believed. Redefine power on your own terms. Because their power is fear and performance, yours can be clarity, self-respect, and truth. You've escaped, you're healing, you're speaking, and that's power that they can't take back. So if you've ever felt like your voice has been erased by someone else, if you've ever been made to doubt that your pain by people who are supposed to protect you, if you ever sat in a room where everyone defended the abuser and wondered if maybe it was your fault, this episode's for you. You're not imagining it. You're not alone. The truth matters, even if nobody is clapping for it. And the wolf might be wearing sheep's clothing, but you don't have to stay silent while it devours the others. You can be the person who speaks up, the one who breaks that pattern, the one who says, not anymore, not again, and not today. Thanks for listening to Navigating Life with Neurodiversity. If this episode resonated, follow on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts from. Share it with someone you care about or leave a review. It all helps more than you know. Until next time, be kind to yourselves.